Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you, live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Trend On, featuring guest interviews and current trends from businesses to entertainment to lifestyle topics. And here's your host, the engaging Tamara Lee.
Good morning, and welcome to Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you. I am your host, Tamara Lee, founder of Tamara Lee LLC, a communications expertise company, meeting the needs of clients on multiple communication platforms, from website, build and design, SEO and mobile optimization, to social media, content blogging, video, writing, cultural communications, and image and style consulting. And you can find me at TamaraLeeLLC.com. TamaraLeeGhllc.com. I want to welcome you to our show this morning. We have just fun with our guest, White House crasher and celebrity, crash the vote politician, polo player, renaissance man, all-around wonderful Tariq Salehi on Tamara Lee's Trend On today. So how much moxie does it take to crash the White House for a black tie soiree? We will find out how much bravado Tariq Salehi has, the Bravo celebrity of the Real Housewives of Washington, D.C., who made his way to Obama in the media spotlight with a surprising security breach on today's Tamara Lee's Trend On with my co-host and producer, Heidi Feimster, here on the Linked Local Network. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Tamara. How are you?
Well, two things I have to just shout out and talk about for a minute about. How about those Packers? Have you been watching them?
I have not, unfortunately.
Okay, I should have warned you. I was going to put you on the spot about the Packers. We haven't talked them up in a while.
Know.
Oh, my gosh. I just love you. You have to watch them. This week they're playing the Vikings, but just a whole lot of fun with how great they are doing. I just love all of them. So jump on that bandwagon, Heidi. You're a cheesehead girl.
Yeah, okay.
You can do your work while you're watching it.
That's true.
Get ready for Thanksgiving or something like that. But anyway, so great things going on with the Packers, and I'm very excited about that. It makes football so much more fun. And then, of course, the weather, because we all know I'm weather, you know, seasonal affective disorder with all of that. So how are you doing with the snow and cold?
Oh, I'm used to it. I'm fine. Not a big deal.
You're fine.
Yeah.
I'm already sad and it just started snowing.
I don't like it, but, you know, that's okay.
Okay, so now I got my two things that I usually have to, you know, talk about with you. And so we got the weather and sports out of the way, and now we can get on to more fun things with our exciting guests this morning. Before we do that, do you want to give a shout-out to our other sponsors, Heidi?
Sure. We'd like to thank Mediavine Marketing, simplifying social media for successful businesses and professionals through training, consulting, and management. Mediavine Marketing, minimizing your efforts and maximizing your results. We'd also like to thank ZipBoss.com, a professional business cloud built and maintained by Metasoft, Inc. ZipBoss, create, market, succeed, where powerful websites are born. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you, Heidi, and I should also quickly mention that Tamara Lee's Trend On is one of several shows in the lineup on the Linked Local Network, so check those out as well on the linkedlocalnetwork.com. Linked Local Network is a networking organization for professionals who utilize social media to promote their businesses and accomplish their goals with a strong local, national, and international following. You can link locally and connect globally at linkedlocalnetwork.com. And I would also like to mention that you can find today's show link as well as our past Tamara Lee's Trend On shows and blog posts both on my website, TamaraLeeLLC.com, as well as on the Linked Local Network website under radio shows. So lots of great things going on. We're heading into starting our fourth year here on Tamara Lee's Trend On, which is crazy. And as we turn the corner into the holidays and the wrapping up 2014, we've done a lot of great shows, had a lot of great guests in the past, so check those all out. And speaking of guests, I would like to bring ours on, our guest Tariq Salehi. Besides being a man after my own heart with his finesse at being front and center at a party, made for flaunting fashion, because we also know I'm all about the fashion here on Tamara Lee's Trend On, Tariq is also a man of many more talents, and he'll talk with us this morning about how his real-life run in politics, his vineyards in Virginia, and his Epicurean travel and tourism, with a little bit of horsing around, hopefully, about his polo-playing ways. So all of that as my introduction to our guest this morning, Tariq Salehi. Good morning and welcome to our show, Tariq.
Good morning. Great to be on your show. How are you all doing today?
I'm doing well. I will bundle up and go outside for that run because I am a hardy Wisconsin stock. Which is
we're
not,
getting a little bit here.
Not to be confused with the winter-wide woman.
Well, stay warm up there. We're beginning to get some of the cold weather down here as well. You're sending it down our way.
I think so. You know, I have a daughter in New York City area, and so I was tracking the movement to the front, and we had it a couple of days ago, and this morning when I talked to her, she said, oh, it's so cold here. I said, yes, I just check in with your mother, another reason to do that. I could tell you it's going to be cold by you in a day. So, anyway, so we laughed at Vince Vaughn, who is also a Chicago native boy, by the way, and Owen Wilson as the wedding crashers, and you know, some of us may have on occasion crashed a few parties ourselves, but very, very few of us ever get to go down in history as the White House crashers. How did you manage that? And what were you thinking?
Well, there's always a lot more to the story, as you can imagine. You know, obviously, if we did something wrong, we would have been arrested and put in jail. But you know, what most people know or they just chose not to pay attention to was the fact that we actually got pre-screened by the Secret Service and asked for our Social Security numbers or date of birth or full legal name. That actually had to get turned in a week before we attended that event. Most people didn't know that, but they asked for that information. And the second thing is most people don't realize is that NBC Universal and Bravo actually had a permit to film at the White House grounds that night that they have requested a week before as well. So, you know, when you can't really walk in with a film crew of, you know, with producers and makeup people and sound people. I don't know, maybe it was 10, 15, 20 folks all in all, was, you know, the entire crew.
Well, I would think an entourage like that could hardly go unnoticed.
Right, yeah. So there's obviously a few more moving parts to the story, but you know, branded that way now as the White House party crasher. There's nothing you can really do. You just got to own it instead of trying to fight it. So that's it's part of my life now. No regrets in life.
Yeah, well, it's an exciting thing to have made happen, and certainly it's okay to be known by that. How fun was that? Everybody is like, hey, I want. Well, at least me, I'm a social butterfly. I'd be like, I want to do that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I would say most places I go to, 99% of the people out there are intrigued by it, laugh about it, smile about it, want to know about it, and they think it was, you know, a good fun thing.
So it sounds like at the time there were kind of separate pieces in place, but not necessarily where Bravo or you guys had connected the dots for people, and you had your press passes, your clearance, your security, all of those in place, but nobody said, hey, here's why we're doing this, this is what's going to happen, or was it?
Yeah, well, we couldn't talk about anything of the show until the show, actually that episode actually aired. Then even then, there were limitations about how much we could say and discuss. And now that I'm divorced and now that, we're coming upon the statute of limitations, it's really anything can be said now. It can be discussed. But most people knew that there had to be more to the story since it, you know, it came to a quick halt after some documents were discussed and the fact that the Secret Service was privy to a lot of the information.
Well, how fun is that? And, you know, in our current political climate, it's hard to know what's reality TV, what's fiction, what's drama. I mean, it's a fine line between politics and entertainment these days.
Yeah, I always tell if you really want some reality TV, just turn on either MSNBC or CNN, and that's going to be your best form of real reality TV.
Yeah, exactly. So, and speaking of politics, which came first? Is it a little bit the chicken or the egg? Were you in the media, entertainment, celebrity, and with Bravo first, and then you kind of dipped your toe into politics, or did you start out politically involved and then that?
I think when you're born in D.C., yeah, it's a good question. I mean, when you're born in Washington, D.C. And raised in Virginia, regardless of whatever business you're in, you're somehow tied into politics one way or another, especially if you're a business owner and you're supporting different groups. So, you know, going up in the D.C. area on a family vineyard, our vineyard would often support with either donation of wine or supporting activities at our winery, fundraisers and political events at our winery for both Democrats, Republicans, or independents.
I think that just is good policy. I think the more drunk we can have some of those people, or at least chilled out with some wine, would be a very positive thing for our country. We might actually be able to get something done.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. So, you know, we had fun hosting all those events and being involved. And yeah, that was sort of really how I got involved. And, you know, to make a long story short, you know, my winery went through some difficult times and it was politically related. So then that's when I decided to get involved and stop local government from hurting small businesses. And I got involved. I wrote some legislation to support small business. And one thing led to another. And lots of drama surrounded that. And, you know, Bravo and the CW Network love that kind of thing. And that's how the TV show started coming to life, because there was drama around a lot of that.
And really, small business is the heart of our country. So to champion that cause, you have to address some of the things going on in our political climate right now, don't you feel?
You have to, yeah, because, you know, even though my vineyard suffered from it, you know, we're bouncing back and we're releasing the wines again soon. But a lot of farms and agritourism businesses were suffering, and it's still happening in this one county called Fauquier County, Virginia. They're still very anti-agritourism. But overall, we championed, you know, this state law that I'd authored and it passed in the House and Senate nearly unanimous. So, you know, clearly we supported and helped a lot of businesses in Virginia, and very proud of the accomplishments of that.
Well, congratulations. I am a champion of anything small business and pro-enterprise and markets, so definitely support and applaud your efforts there on being their advocate. And it does get personal, you know. Wasn't that the Godfather?
It does, and I love doing it. And, you know, I'm going to do – there's actually more counting. I'm having – you know, I have a great Airbnb operation here in Virginia, and Airbnb is sort of like home sharing. I think you're familiar with it.
I am.
Airbnb.
Yeah, my friend out in Santa Barbara has, you know, done well with it.
Yeah, and I'm doing well with it after my divorce. It, you know, I was part of my reinventing myself and, you know, had the whole house to myself. And I said, well, why don't I share it? So I did Airbnb.com, and now, again, we're having issues of local government not working with state government trying to regulate Airbnb. So we're at it again. We're going to be offering some new bills and laws in the legislature, and you know, also working with communities and localities to really educate them what home sharing is versus, you know, they want to regulate rental of homes, which you can't really regulate somebody's private home rental. You know, that's just, it's unconstitutional. But at the end of the day, we're going to do the same thing we did with the wine industry, and we're going to get some bills passed here.
Well, and I think I know that has both national and international implications. I know I was doing some reading on Airbnb, and you know, they being one of the most successful startups to come out of Silicon Valley in the last 5 years or so. I think they're around 5 years older. But, yeah, definitely that free enterprise, there's market demand for it. Government kind of needs to get out of the way and let the consumer and the business free enterprise and markets determine the value. I mean, of course you want to have some reasonable cautions in there of you know, respect for your neighbors and your communities. But on a market and business enterprise, I just think it has so much merit. So, and, you know, after the show, you've said you're divorced a couple times. Any single women out there, I'll talk with you first. I'm teasing. Well, maybe not. Okay. Good thing we're on radio. You can't see me blushing right now. So on to the next question. Are you a House of Cards fan?
I am. I've only seen an episode or two, but In fact, it's funny. The other day, somebody asked me to do some extra, be on the show, and I had a conflict in my schedule. But they film here in the Maryland area, so but I wasn't able to make it to be on the show.
Oh yeah, I love it. I'm anxiously waiting for season 3 to come out. I think in February, and just I mean, really well written, and Kevin Spacey just and Robin Wright both do amazing things with their characters. So. Yeah, I was just curious, you know, that line between art and life imitating each other again. So,
right.
So what do you have next coming up for your entertainment celebrity career?
Well, I just finished doing this past year some things for Discovery Channel. And last year, I was at the end of last year. Actually, that was this year. Earlier this past spring, I did some work, some extra work. Fun work with HBO's Veep, which also films in Maryland. The next fun project I'm really focusing on is a cruise ship film project. It's a travel piece that we aim to get out by next year. And it would be sort of the modern-day version of A Love Boat, but on the reality side and what really happens on cruise ships, a travel piece. So that's something that's been in the works for a little bit and still about another year of work to do with that project, and then it'll come out thereafter.
Is that for this New Year's or the following New Year's, 2014-15 New Year's or 2015-2016 New Year's?
Yeah, 2015-2016, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here I thought I could make some plans for this holiday season, but I'll have to do something else.
Actually, you can. You know, this year I am still hosting a New Year's Eve cruise on Norwegian Cruise Lines called the NCL Breakaway. And she's sailing out of New York, and I do have some space still available if you want to crash the cruise and come on a party. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, I like that. Crash the cruise. There you go.
we have a great crowd. The ship's almost sold out, but it's not completely sold out. So we still have a few suites available. We've got a couple single studios available. And what I really like about the Breakaway ship is it has one of the first time they've ever introduced solo or single studios. So it's designed specifically for the single traveler. Yeah. So it's your own room, your own shower. Yeah, it's great. And you get to co-mingle with other solo, single passengers. So there's a big crew of us in that area. We also have some families that are going to be sailing on my New Year's Eve celebration out of New York. But I'll be hosting a party on Great Strip Cay, which is an island owned by NCL, on the day of New Year's Eve, and then we're having a big fireworks celebration on the ship. You know, it's one of the first cruise lines that has fireworks on the ship. So I love fireworks. I'm a nut about fireworks. And I'm a foodie, and I'm a wino, so this ship is, like, perfect for me. I mean, Norwegians really
hit
it well
with
this.
A night of heaven on New Year's.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. I mean, they've got, you know, 25-plus restaurants on this cruise ship. So if you're a foodie like me, and you like to have fun, and you like fireworks, and you like the sunshine, you should be on this cruise with me.
Well, that certainly is me to a T there. I'll have to see. I've been on my daughter's kind of a rock boat groupie. I think they've gone on, her and her girlfriend and gang have gone on about 7. I went 1 year with them on the rock boat cruise with 6 Man, and Sister Hazel headlines that one, and then I know 6 Man has a bunch of other themed Kiss Cruise and a whole bunch of other themed cruises. So I have been on one, so I can definitely say that they are well worth a trip of a lifetime or just a tradition to do. It's very fun. It's a great way to have your whole package, you know.
Absolutely. And it's affordable. It's affordable. That's really, you know, the key word here. I would really define
that
it as affordable luxury. Yeah.
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 Oh,
so
great. Is there a website for that specifically?
There is. Yeah, you can either go directly to the website. It's connoisseurtraveler.com. And most people may not know how to spell connoisseur, so just Google it. And then on Facebook, it's just New Year's Eve celebration. And that always talks about the different New Year's Eve that we host. And we're easy to find on the web and the social media all over. Between Twitter and Facebook, you can't miss me.
Okay. Yep, that is the great thing about social media. So, well, fine.
Yeah.
And then I was going to see as we get ready to wrap it up here, anything else I missed? Oh, I know. I'm looking at my notes. Okay. Because you're also, like when you said connoisseur, people don't know how to spell that. I was thinking Renaissance man was one of those words, too. You just want to do your double check on spell check. And but you really kind of are that Renaissance man of having interest and abilities and experiences in many different areas, the wine and the food and the politics and entertainment being a couple of those. But you're also in the polo world. So tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I grew up here in Virginia in horse country and wine country, but horses are a big part of the community. I started riding as a little kid, 8 years old, did hunter jumpers, but then I got introduced to the sport of polo, and it's just addicting. It's thrilling. There's nothing like it in the world. You get to ride a horse going 25, 30 miles an hour, and you're hitting a small ball, you know, while you're moving at that speed. And that ball that flies, you know, 100 miles an hour. Can you imagine trying to play golf and somebody hitting you as you're trying to hit the ball and you can only hit it with your one hand? Well, I mean, that's polo. That's the excitement about polo. It's a challenging sport. It's amazing. So I play here in Virginia, and I play also all over the world with a group called the International Polo Tour. And we just came back from playing in a circuit called the Victory Cup. We won a game in New York a couple months ago in Victory Cup, and then we just came back a few weeks ago from Austin, Texas, and we won the Victory Cup in Austin, Texas. And
nice.
So it was a great event. Greg Ball, a former New York senator, started that event. The International Polo Tour sanctions the event, and it's been a blast to play part of that lately. But we play all over the world and different events, whether it's charity events or whether it's professional pro-am games. So it's really exciting, and, you know, again, if people are interested in Polo Tour, they just Google International Polo Tour, and, you know, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and it's very easy to find, and talks about all our schedules, where we are, and where we're playing, and who to support.
Well, I'm fun, and I'm probably dating myself here, but I can't ever think of polo without going to Pretty Women and thinking about Richard Gere back then, or, you know, so that would be a reason for me to go all by itself. But then you add to that and, you know, Julia Roberts and her fabulous polo outfit and wanting to shop Rodeo Drive and, you know, get that look. But, you know, I think the fun of it, it combines that athleticism with the fashion and the event and kind of the specialness of polo. I had horses ride a quarter horse chestnut mare, and there's just something about being around horses, just that smell and I don't know, that tradition of them. So
they're amazing athletes. I mean, polo horses are the most spoiled horse in the world. They get massages, they get fed the best, they get looked after the best, groomed the best. But you know, if you're a horse lover, you know, polo is an amazing game. The horses are really well taken care of. And, yeah, definitely, you know, we're going to be in New York again next year playing at that Victory Cup, and again in Texas next fall playing that Victory Cup as well when we're back in the U.S. But definitely stay in touch with us there.
I think they have theirs in the spring. I have a daughter in Aspen, too, and I know they have a really big polo event.
Yeah, I played actually in the Aspen World Snow Polo Championships, and I won that a few years ago.
Wow.
And we played in the snow with a big red ball. So that was a lot of fun.
Of course
you did. There's one of the things you got to say you do at least once, and that's it. You can do it once.
Yeah. I've not checked that one off my bucket list. Yeah.
Right?
But I used to as a kid, I worked up at a summer camp in northern Wisconsin, and we would take the horses out for night rides in the snow. And if you haven't ever done that, I mean, that is something worth doing, too. Just beautiful. In the North Woods, and quiet moon, and very romantic, very something about you feel like John Denver should be singing in the background or something.
I know, maybe it's a true escape. I totally agree. I love escaping like that. It's awesome.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, I completely agree, and we should all go do it sometime.
We should, and on your vineyards, can you go out into your vineyards and do you do a tour?
I don't do tours at the vineyard anymore after I lost my dad and I restructured the vineyard. All I did was move the wine operation to a different location. So I don't actually have visitors anymore. Now we're just producing the wine in a separate facility, and we're just about to release the wines, actually, in a few weeks. So the wines can still be found in some of the finer stores and finer restaurants, but we're releasing a new brand, a new vintage of wines that are going to be out before the holidays here, before Christmas, and really excited about that. A whole new label, a whole new look is coming. So, but the good news is the Oasis Wine brand is back. Website is oasiswine.com. Again, easy to Google and find on the internet, but we are back and really excited about re-releasing the wines.
Oh, wonderful. I lived in Germany, too, among the wine country, and it was just, I mean, beautiful. I learned a lot. I'm by no means any kind of wine connoisseur or expert, but an appreciation, and I think no matter what level you are in your wine knowledge, you can have an appreciation for the craft, for the culture of it, and, you know, take it from there. So go as into it as you want to, or you know, just as lightly enjoyment as you want from having a little
and
knowledge.
I totally agree. And I teach a wine course online that basically says what you just said. You know, we can go into it as detailed as you want, but I make wine very simple, easy. I knock wine off the shelf, so to speak, and make it accessible. And I do a crash course online where people can go through my various websites to find the program and take the course at their own leisure.
Okay, and speaking of various websites, we'll run back through all your different ones again. I thought I was busy having raised 5 kids and replacing each one of my kids with something new that I got my hands into. but I think you even outdo me on that regard for all the different things you're doing and taking on and doing well, I should say. Why don't you maybe go through the list?
Fun.
Yeah. Well, not boring, for sure.
That's for sure. Life's too short to be boring at all.
Well, exactly. Don't. If you're going to be boring, just be dead.
Right.
So, if not, live life to its fullest and enjoy it. So why don't you start with your main website and then go down the list for the different ones you've given a shout-out to and recap those for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the upcoming New Year's Eve cruise, people who are interested in that, they should go to connoisseurtraveler.com. Again, if they don't know how to spell connoisseur, they can just Google that. And we're easy to find both on Facebook or on the internet. For the winery, it's oasiswine.com. And then for those folks that want to go to a polo game or, you know, dress up, wear the big hat, try to get the best hat contest or the best dress contest and watch athletes and the players and the horses are both the athletes on the polo field, go at it. Check out internationalpolotour.com. Again, both on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, the internet. And that tells you all about where we're playing, when we're playing, where to go, directions, what to wear. So definitely check those out, and I hope to see you and meet you out there at one of the events and come say hi to me when you're at one of these events.
I will, absolutely. I will put one of them for sure on my bucket list to do. And your Twitter handle is at Salahi Tariq.
My Twitter handle, yeah, Salahi Tariq, S-A-L-A-H-I-T-A-R-E-Q. So they can just Google me or search me on Twitter, and they can find me there. And, definitely follow me and learn about, you know, we sometimes do ticket giveaways, and we give away VIP tickets with our hotel partners like the W Hotel, and we give out packages and things in, you know, various games in different cities. So if they follow me on Twitter, they'll be able to learn about ticket giveaways, too, to any of these games so they can come for free.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and for sharing all of your different entertaining and important endeavors. Very much appreciated chatting it up with you this morning. So I look forward to being a new follower.
Yeah, looking forward to it and looking forward to meeting you all. And thanks for having me on your show today.
You bet. All right. Thank you.
Cheers. You bet. Cheers.
All right. Cheers. And as we wrap up Tamerlee's Trend On here with a fashion, my Tamerlee's Trend On Fashion Minute, Speaking of White House, winter white is always a great look as we head into the maybe cooler temperatures, but I don't know, after last winter being so long and harsh, I am not ready to put away my summer stuff, although maybe I would freeze less if I did so, and just embraced winter. So I found one of the ways to do that is to, one, just have a lot of fun outer coats and really put more attention into your outerwear, because literally there are days you never peel off the layers and get to what's underneath. So you could, you know, go very simple on your core, your main layer, and then just look to investing more in different coats and different outer looks that you can change it up so you can get through the long season. And then adding color, I think that's one of the other things with winter that wears on so long, is we tend to go to the browns and the blacks and the grays and the dark colors, and I think we just need to lighten up in winter, especially in our cold climate areas. And so winter white is always a fabulous look. You can layer that, always trending, whether it's, you know, this year for 2014, 2015. So one of the things trending for this year's fashion is kind of, they called it Vogue, called it the bird look or feathers everywhere. So just take a combination of what's trending for the latest looks, and then lighten it up with color so you can incorporate, you know, maybe a white fur, which gives you the warmth but is very luxurious and just has more energy to it, I think, sometimes. And then, of course, pairing with the black tie in for the holiday. So we'll talk about what's trending for the holiday fashion in the weeks to come here, for as we head into both the Thanksgiving and Christmas, Hanukkah, all those holiday seasons ahead. So join us back on Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you here on the Linked Local Network. We are live every Wednesday at 10 a.m., and you can also follow us on Twitter at Tamara Lee LLC, at Heidi Feimster, at Linked Local Net, and check out our websites again at TamaraLeeLLC.com and at the LinkedLocalNet.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week. Go Packers, and we will be back next week to trend on you.